Jesus.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're in the middle of Supermarket Shuffle on tomorrow's big broadcast, yes. Discovery Shark Week. Shark expert Andy Dehart. I got a million shark questions for this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Especially about the shows that they actually produce where people go down in these cages. And sometimes they go down with these sharks that are great white sharks and they're not even in a cage or
anything. What's
so great
about them?
About the sharks?
No, I'm kidding.
They're fat. They're fatter than the other
sharks.
Shark
Week starts this weekend on Discovery. It's the best weekend of the
year. Did we put the shark teeth pictures up on our website?
I don't think yet, but we have them standing by.
That'd
be good.
For the party on the 8th with the Buzz Babes, that's going to be a big deal. And I could not be more pleased about this venue. We'll let you know where it's going to be on tomorrow's show.
Yes.
All right, it's Showcase Showdown time for the Supermarket Shuffle. Let's first get to our finalists. We're going to go to Gary from Dumfries. Gary, how you doing? Gary, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Very good. Gary, congratulations for making it to the Showcase Showdown. And we were discussing also on Supermarket Shuffle that we're going to go to other stores.
Sure.
Maybe naughtier stores, dirtier stores, where it'll always be called Supermarket Shuffle. But we might have different products for you.
Uh-huh.
We just got that idea. Let's get Michael on the line. Michael from Manassas, are you there?
I am here.
Michael, congratulations for being our big winner today. That means you're going to have your choice of showcases today when we do the Showcase Showdown. And let's get our good friend Mr. Joe Ardinger back on the line, who is out at the Giant Food Store and has been doing a yeoman's job. Joe, how are you?
I'm fine.
Joe, it was quite a fire drill. I saw that you and Beth Ann were in the back room, like, getting together these two showcases. Did you come up with two satisfying showcases for our big winners?
Yeah, I think so.
Very good. And they're sitting in front of you right now?
Yes, they are.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Gary. We've got Michael. One of these guys is going to be going to Boston to see The Who. Wow. Only one person can win. And now, gentlemen, I ask you to pay very close attention and perhaps sharpen your pencils as well, because you got to add all these things up and then come up with your bid. I mean that for both Gary and Michael.
Right.
And let's see our very first showcase. Joe, tell us what's in it.
Okay, our first showcase is Care One for adults. Tussin cough, long-acting cough suppressant.
Mm-hmm.
Cough formula, 4 fluid ounces, that's 118 milliliters for our European audience, and it's Tussin, more Tussin, more Tussin.
Tussin, yeah, get right down to the bone with Tussin there, boy.
Okay, next in that showcase is 0.86 of a pound of beef tripe.
Oh.
Beef tripe is, I think, the spleen or the pancreas of a cow.
I think it's stomach lining.
I think it's
Joe.
The stomach lining.
And it's 0.86 of a pound, so it's not quite a pound, and that's pretty much all I can tell you about beef tripe.
I'm starving.
The third in this showcase is the Playtex Nursing Necessities Manual Breast Pump.
Yeah, there we are. There we are, Joe Ardinger. I'm giving you the ding for that one. Tell us all about it.
It is the 12-piece starter kit. It includes Playtex vent air and drop-in system, uses most efficient system to express breast milk, unique quiet performance, imitates baby's natural suckling. There's that word, suckling.
I'm suckling, you got it, Joe. You made up for all of it.
I'm trying to figure out why you need 12 pieces.
I don't know, but it's good. I love it. Anything else? Is that the last item in the first showcase, Joe?
Yeah, that's the third item.
And all those items can be yours if the price is right.
The supermarket shuffles.
Michael, I'm going to give you the choice. Would you like to bid on that, or would you like to pass that on to Gary and see what your showcase has?
I will pass that on to Gary.
All right, Gary. Gary, would you like to offer a bid on that showcase? Actually, we wait till we read the second showcase. Is that right?
No, he bids now.
Bids now. Gary, you heard what's in there. You've got, once again, Joe, list the things that are in the first showcase.
First showcase is the 4 ounces of Tussin, 0.86 pound of beef tripe, and a Playtex Nursing Necessities Manual Breast Pump.
In 12 pieces.
And, of course, you'll be bringing that breast pump back to WJFK for all the ladies,
He's already used it.
I'm wearing it right now.
And, of course, for all the men here as well. Yeah. Landfill, we're looking forward to trying it out on you next week.
We'll put it in the engineering staff room.
All right. Without going over, remember, you can't go over in the Showcase Showdown right now. Gary, what do you think the actual total retail price of the first showcase is?
Boy, those are some those are some tough ones. Without going over, I will say $16.50.
All right, and is that Who is that in the background, Beth Ann? That's,
I believe
talking?
It was Pater because she
no,
had
no,
a
it was key. It was Jeff Hedges. I believe okay. he's saying how much he's enjoying the show.
Okay, very good. Yes. That's delightful. But you know, turn your microphone off if that's going to happen. Let's go on to the second showcase. Joe, tell us all about showcase number two for Michael.
Okay, the first item is Gwaltney Sous Loaf. It is spelled S-O-U-S-E Loaf.
Sous Loaf.
It's Sous Loaf?
Yeah, Sous Loaf.
Sous.
What is that?
It's got ham, beef, chicken, turkey, relish, pickles, onions.
You're an idiot.
It weighs 6 ounces.
I never heard of it. Sous Loaf?
Yeah.
It sounds as nasty as anything I've ever heard. Is that like a lunch meat?
Yeah.
It's kind of like Scrapple.
It's like Scrapple.
It's nothing like Scrapple.
Rob says it's nothing. Hey, listen, Rob's the only person here that's worked in a grocery store, so I completely defer to him. Mm-hmm. What is Sous Loaf, Rob?
It's trimmings of meat ground up and pressed and sliced for sandwiches.
Oh,
but it's different from Scrapple because Scrapple it uses grain as a binding agent,
right?
And Scrapple is fried. This is served on a sandwich.
And Sous Loaf doesn't have snouts, right?
No, it might.
Might have some snouts. All right, what's the next item in the showcase, Joe?
It is from the international food aisle.
Oh, goody.
It is Kokuho Rose Premium Quality Sushi Rice, the unique new variety rice.
Oh.
It's a 5-pound bag.
Ooh.
It's a tradition since 1963, and I'd read more, but I don't read Japanese.
And so. What is the product name again? Can you give us that pronunciation, which is, I'm sure, is very, very close?
It's called Kokuho Rose.
Kokuho Rose.
Oh, delicious.
And
sushi rice.
And the third item in Michael's showcase, Joe Ardinger.
The third item is a 5-game combo, badminton, volleyball, shuffleboard, flying disc, jelly ball. Outdoor yard game.
This is,
you're an idiot.
Part of the joy is Joe Ardinger reading. It is a game set?
Yes. It's a Sportcraft 5-game combo, badminton, volleyball, shuffle, smash, flying disc, jelly ball, everything you need to play, 2 recreational badminton rackets, volleyball net, setup system, ultra-durable shuttlecocks.
Hey, watch it.
And that's it?
Yep, that's so it. That's the three items.
So the rice, the games, and the Sous Loaf. Can be yours, Michael, along with a trip to Boston,
if
the price is right. Michael, we got to ask you for a bid. What do you bid on that fabulous showcase?
$25.99.
Wow. Now, remember, it's without going over. $25.99 is the bid. And now, Bethann hopefully has this written down. Bethann, why don't you come into the studio for this one, okay?
Wonderful.
Because we're going to find out right now. Michael bid on showcase number one. What was Michael's bid? Did anybody write that down?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Gary's bid.
Gary's bid was $16.50.
$16.50 was Gary's bid. Joe?
Yeah?
You can't go with the cart.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus Christ. All right. Gary?
We never had this trouble with Johnny Olson.
$16.50. That was the bid?
That was the bid.
The actual retail price of Gary's showcase is...
$45.06.
Wow. $45.06. That means a difference of...
$28.56.
$28. That's an awfully big gulp there.
Tripe ain't cheap.
All right. Michael had showcase number two. The showcase bid for Michael was...
$27.48.
Are you sure it was 20?
No,
I thought it was 25.
$25.99.
$25.99 was Michael's bid.
Right. And the actual price.
Uh-huh.
The actual retail price of Michael's showcase is...
$27.
Oh my God, Michael! It's like you had. It's like. Oh, I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button. It's like you were a bird on Joe Ardinger's shoulder, Michael. Congratulations from Manassas.
Thank you very much.
Good job, man.
Let me tell you what you've won. First of all, Gary, we're going to give you. We got Who tickets to give Gary as well, right? Well, Gary, you're going to go see the Who here at the Verizon Center. All right.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Let me put you on hold. And now let me tell Gary. I'm sorry, Michael. Everything that he's won. First of all, it is round-trip airfare for two. In this day and age of fuel prices, that's not a bad prize in and of itself.
Right.
You also get hotel accommodations. You get dinner for two. And you get a pair of tickets to see The Who live on October 24th in Boston, Massachusetts. Michael, congratulations for being our very first winner on Supermarket Shuffle.
Thank you very much.
That's how did you do that? I mean, really, you were incredible. You led throughout the entire game. What do you attribute that to? That's pretty amazing stuff.
I occasionally go shopping with my wife.
Uh-huh. And you just memorize the prices, or you just are good at it?
I guess I'm just good at it.
That's good.
Honey,
that's awesome.
We're out of tripe.
The souse loaf. We have to go back and get some souse loaf.
Now, Gary, all you have to do is guess the value of the trip.
No, as a matter of fact, I have some other good news. Not only do you win the trip, Michael, but you also don't get any of the prizes that Joe Arger was reading about, okay?
Does Joe have to put the prizes back, or is he going to give them to a courtesy clerk?
He can give them to a courtesy clerk. No, you can leave them in the bag. Hey, Joe, you can actually leave them in the bag. He's gone anyway. He's already back. He's on his second cigarette already.
I'm done, and I'm not sure I'm coming back.
Michael, congratulations, and thanks for playing the game, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, that was cool. Yeah. My God, he was good.
Very,
juggernaut.
Very good.
Unbelievable.
A juggernaut, I'm telling you.
That's like the best I've ever seen as far as he would do well on the real show
he
with
would.
Drew Carey.
He
you know
would.
What? If we were giving away those prizes, he'd win both showcases.
What are you going to do? Are you playing or a passing? Bitten or a passing? I'm Bob Barker, and I'm going to cop a feel.
No.
Supermarket Shuffle, when we play it at Spencer Gifts, it's going to be a lot of fun.
I was also thinking of the Pleasure Chest.
And the Medical Supply Store.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Congratulations to Michael. And now with the final buzz of the afternoon, here he is, the one and only man, Buzz Burbank.
Well, we don't know if the truth is out there or not.
Oh, really? Okay.
But a former astronaut, one of our moonwalk veterans, says the aliens are out there.
Oh, is it Buzz Aldrin?
No, Dr. Edward Mitchell. Ed Mitchell. Maybe you remember him.
Oh, Big Ed.
I know Ed.
He says extraterrestrials have visited Earth on several occasions.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
He says contact with aliens has been covered up by governments, including our own, for 6 decades.
Now, wait a minute. You're talking about, you know, really, I do believe when I read the literature, you are talking about the best and the brightest.
Yeah.
When you are talking about the right stuff.
This is an Apollo 14 veteran.
I mean, Apollo astronauts, these are some of the most psychologically screened and trained people. But then you get that wingnut lady that drove to Florida to, like, bludgeon the other astronaut's wife or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
But I do think there's credibility when you're talking about an astronaut. I can look in your eyes. You don't. You're just thinking he's out of his mind.
No, on the contrary.
You think he's legit?
I have a great deal of respect for Dr. Edward Mitchell, Apollo 14 veteran. I think we should maybe stop and listen to what the man has to say.
So he says they've been here.
Yeah, that's what he says. He says he was privileged enough to be exposed to facts he says are concealed in military and intelligence circles.
Beth Ann, I know I've been working you like an absolute racehorse today, but that would be a wonderful guy to chat with about
Dr.
that
Edward
kind of stuff.
Dr. Edward Mitchell, sure. Ed Mitchell. The X-Files movie, by the way, opens on Friday.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Are they going to do, is that what they're going to do, a little UFO stuff?
Oh, yeah, that's what that movie, that TV series was all about.
Have you read anything? You were a fan of the X-Files.
Yeah, up until the ending, sure.
Do you, has anybody read anything about, we're going to talk to Joe McCloud tomorrow, but is anybody hearing any buzz about the X-Files?
I read
the X-Files.
Bang.
Yeah, there's romance in this one.
You know, really, when we did those little compilations where we'd have Scully and Mulder,
yeah.
I just get tired of hearing them say each other's names.
It's sad when I ask a question, I answer it, and you scoff at it.
What do you mean?
I thought that was pretty good. They have sex.
Plans. How's that?
Oh, I'd like to see, Gillian Anderson.
Now there's a movie.
I could see Gillian Anderson. Do you see her naked at all? Is there any frontal nudity?
What's the rating?
She's looking pretty good. I don't know. We'll have to check.
You know what we've just determined by talking to you gentlemen? Yeah. There's not one person in this room that gives a rat's ass about the X-Files.
No, but there was one good episode with Charles Nelson Reilly.
He was on the X-Files?
He had an excellent episode.
Oh, he was the gay alien, right?
That's right.
The gay alien.
Come to my spaceship.
He came from Venus.
This is great stuff.
I saw the first movie, and we'll see the second movie Saturday night.
Oh, you will? Okay, you are into it.
I'll let you know
how it
goes.
You're just trying to be Joe Cool because tomorrow's Friday. I understand what you're doing.
No, but as you know, Step Brothers opens this weekend, too, though.
How's that?
And neither one of you like that. I think that's going to be very funny.
I like John C. Reilly. I just don't like that other guy.
I hope Joe McCloud's, of all the movies, Joe, if you're listening, I know the movies, we put a lot of pressure on you, but please, the Step Brothers movie, I want an eyewitness account of, okay? Thank you.
Are you going to see that in a theater? You don't do a lot of theater movies.
No, I really don't. They bore me.
I think you should go see it in a theater because I want to see you disappointed.
I might go see it. I might just do that just to satisfy you. What do you think of that?
You'll spite me.
I always
Even if
spite
you,
you
hate it, you'll come back and tell me, I just saw something better than Gone with the Wind.
I swear to God I won't do that. Oh, I will try easy. To see it this weekend.
Okay.
And I'll probably, because Carla won't want to go see it, I'll probably have to go see it on my own.
Okay.
And what am I saying? I'm not going to do that. No, I might, maybe like late Sunday afternoon.
You can't take your daughters to that.
They're not. I'm not going to have my daughters this weekend.
It's got a hard R.
Is it a hard R?
It's a hard R.
I hate those hard R's.
Meanwhile, Earthlings are just trying to pay the bills. I really want to see what this guy has to say. So he's talking about classified information?
That's what he says.
It's cool. Classified.
It's classified.
Earthlings, meanwhile, just trying to get it done, just trying to pay the bills. Today,
that's right, Jack.
Minimum wage goes up to 70 cents an hour. That's up to $6.55 as the new minimum.
Hear that, Michael Hughes?
Minimum wage, absolutely. Get ready to move out of the building. We're going to be doing it in trailers.
That comes to $262 a week, or about $200 after taxes, and that's a raise for about 2 million Americans.
That's a good thing.
But it's money that's already been spent on higher food and gas prices.
Thank God I didn't have to buy that breast pump.
And because businesses now have to pay a higher minimum wage, they'll pass that cost on to consumers, some of whom are making minimum wage.
You want all the things I picked to be goofy and funny, or just one?
Because if I pick out four, I was thinking of making number three kind of funny.
How about Stouffer's frozen food for the last one? That'll get a big laugh.
Because
be
I'm
fun.
Right here. I'm in the frozen food section.
You're an idiot.
I'm right here.
He brought you Seuss loaf and a breast pump.
He Sous. Did a great job. And, hey, the butt paste.
Yes.
Joe Ardinger kicked ass on that bit today. Thank you very
Boudreaux
much, Joe.
Butt paste.
We make fun because we love.
Try it on Sous loaf.
Mm-hmm. Well...
It's Sous loaf or Seuss loaf?
Sous.
Sous sounds so
Seuss
gross.
Seuss would be like pink and served with ham or eggs, like green eggs and ham.
Sounds like an Seuss eating loaf. Contest to me.
There'll be another 70-cent increase next year, bringing the minimum to $7.25 an hour. Sign of the times.
Mm-hmm.
A popular Southern California casino is laying off 400 of its employees after going 13 years without a single layoff.
Hey! Yes, Mike?
Rob, yeah. Can I have a better boo?
You don't like that?
I hate that.
Let's
boo.
Give him one.
Then, you
boo!
Know
what? Boo!
Let me tell you this. Listen to this boo. Really analyze this boo for a second. You know what it sounds like?
What?
It sounds like the beginning of a Kenny Loggins song. It does not sound like a boo.
Well, there might be another one.
Doesn't that sound... Woo, it sounds almost
hollow.
Melodic.
It's very hollow.
Now, no, that's the other boo that we had in there that you're looking for,
yeah,
right?
You don't like the other one either?
I just was wondering if somewhere out there might be a better boo. That's all.
Not for this show.
All right, let's try this one. Okay, here we go. I don't like that one as much either.
It's
not
full enough.
It's not. I like the real kind of, you know, sports boo. Like a Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Here are the Red Sox. Jonathan Papelbon's on the mound boo.
Angry boo.
When do the Yankees ever boo anything?
Yeah, right.
No,
exactly.
Let me offer this. We're going to have about 20 people in the studio tomorrow.
Okay.
Right.
We could record our own boo, and it could sound pretty good.
We could probably do it right here. Hold on.
Good. An angry boo. Ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Boo!
We need more voices.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do it tomorrow.
I think I heard
That'll
myself.
Be tough to do at like 4 o'clock.
And every time we all boo, I expect you to be Simon.
Yeah. You know what? And we should boo before the ladies get in here.
Mm-hmm.
Because that'll be boo giggle. And I don't want boo giggle tomorrow.
I like boo giggle.
We haven't tested their acting skills.
That's when I worked in Oklahoma.
That's what your old DJ name.
Yeah, I was doing midnights on the country station.
I remember you were also in the movie To Kill a Mockingbird.
The Twitty Parade with Boo Giggle. It's fantastic. I knew every Conway Twitty song. Redneck and Love Making Night. You're listening to the Boo Giggle Show. Good stuff. Here we go, Buzz.
The Temecula Casino is the second largest private employer in Riverside County, so that's pretty big news for them.
Yeah, it's a shame. When they start laying off at casinos, that is very, very scary.
Not a good sign. Sort of a canary.
Wonder what Boo Giggle thinks about that.
That might be a character on future shows.
Boo Giggle?
How you doing?
What's your name?
My name is Boo Giggle.
What do you do?
I fly the Confederate flag out the window of my pickup truck.
The window of your truck?
And I also advertise with a bumper sticker, Pacific Shock Absorber, which I won't say in a show right now.
Okay, will you enter and sign in, please?
I'd love to. My name is Boo Giggle.
Thank you, Boo.
I certainly hope you enjoy my work that I'm doing.
Do you know any Conway Twitty songs?
I know every Conway Twitty song ever been written. I love mine. Nothing like that. Hello, Darling. One of my favorite songs in the whole wide world.
Sing just a little.
Hello, Darling.
And what's your name?
Boo Giggle. Nice to
You're
see
you. You're changing
you.
It a little now.
It's been a long time.
Thank you. Thank you. That's Boo Giggle. I'm here all week.
part?
They suck big. Well, I'll tell you which part. They're selling the rights to their profitable Care Bears and Strawberry Shortcake characters to a company in Canada. See, I knew you were going to react that way. Listen to this. Listen to it. No, Mike, pay attention.
All right.
Listen up, Boo.
It's American Capital. We're going to miss. Those are the characters that put American greetings on the map 20 years ago. In the last 5 years, those characters have made the company $5 billion.
There is a basis for my reaction.
I would love to hear it.
The basis for my reaction is when I go to look for cards for people, am I the only one? Do you find it extremely difficult to find anything that's truly original or witty anymore? Because greeting cards is, I mean, that is much like airports, kind of the land of suck now. You can't find real good ones. Katie told me that if you go to Papyrus.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That
and then
good.
Maybe Borders. They Borders have some, is good. They right. have some good ones.
You know what I find are best is if you go to the Hallmark store, because I am such a raging queen, as we've established.
Yes.
Go to the ones that are blank, that have nothing written inside.
Right.
And you can sometimes get a funny enough picture. Buzz, I've gotten you dozens of cards
like
that.
Oh, yeah, write your own stuff.
Right.
And that's the way to win.
And then you write your own prose on the inside.
Yeah, but I mean, the days of going to Target or like a drugstore, these are done.
I'll tell you something. Well, in the area of cards, Rubs, batting 1,000. I mean, I got some on my wall. They're great. They really are.
Well, I don't buy Care Bears or Strawberry Shortcake cards, but we're talking about $5 billion of American capital a year here that's going to Cookie Jar Entertainment. They're buying them in Canada for $200 million for these rights.
I don't get all bent out of shape if it's a Canadian company. When it's going overseas, you know, or if it's going to China or someplace, then I get a little worried.
Let me put it another way.
Canada, they're on the same team.
There's something I need to say that I have not yet said on this program.
Oh, don't tell me they're trying to invade again.
96% of all Canadians, this is fact, 96% of all Canadians live within 2 miles of the U.S. border.
He's right.
This is true. Do you know why? They're ready.
Yeah.
They're ready for us to lower our guard
and
attack us with our own Care Bears.
Shut him up, Brad.
Oh, Brad.
You should be concerned they're leaving the country. That's the important thing. Doesn't matter where they're going. They're leaving.
Yeah,
that's
bad. You know, Canada, if we get invaded by Canada, speak the same language. They got hockey. Doesn't bother me.
We're talking about greeting cards. We're not talking about invasions.
I know. Rob is, and I'm thinking about it,
that's
too.
That's true. He's got you worried about it now.
It's just going up north,
And
you
what
know?
About the crop circles?
Oh, my God. Well, that's over in England.
Those are going to Canada also.
Oh, good.
No problem.
They bought them.
As with Budweiser and InBev, it's the devalued American dollar that's causing this problem.
Very good.
Oh, coming up, we have sour grapes.
I would like to bottle that one.
Oh, God.
He sounded like Boo Elston.
Get your energy up. We're going to a concert later.
It's going to be something good, I can tell you that. Sour grapes about rotten tomatoes when we return.
Very good, Buzzy.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.